saw this story the other day, and it made me laugh, but okay. But since now I've seen it pop up in a few other places, I'm like, well, we have to give this attention. It's a crazy story from San Francisco. If you want crazy, I think San Francisco is a good place to go. This is actually a story. I put a link up onto a story here. One of those, there's a TV station out in San Francisco that actually did an investigative report on this. One of those, they call it, I think that it's a Channel 7 out there, and it's called 7 on Your Side. You know, it's one of those things where somebody has a problem, and they call up one of those, you know.
Carbon Action Line type thing.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So they did the investigation. What's going on here is San Francisco officials from the city planning department have threatened to fine a couple $1,500 for illegally parking in their own driveway, where they have been parking for nearly four decades. What happened was somebody made an anonymous complaint. There actually is apparently some type of rule about this, but for four decades, nobody said a word until the planning department received word, so they had to act. Judy and Ed Crane are the couple that live, and they were even warned that they'd be fined $250 per day each day if they failed to comply with moving their car out of out of the driveway in front of their home. Apparently, what's going on is there was a regulation enacted many years ago preventing people from parking in front of their own homes unless they're in a carport or a garage. This was just out in the open.
Oh, really?
They didn't want people's homes to turn into parking lots. They said be unsightly. But again, this couple's been parking here for nearly four decades.
Yeah.
So the planning department says, well, look, if you can prove to us that this has been a parking spot that's been in use historically, we'll grandfather you in. So the couple found a picture from 1988 of their daughter standing in front of their home, and there was a car in the driveway, just the front of the car showing. But from 1988, the planning department says, not historical enough.
That would be...
You know, we're getting close to 40 years.
Yeah,
right.
You know, 34 years, I guess. Yeah, not historical enough. All right, so they did some satellite researching, and sure enough, they found was the neighborhood is being developed that they say is a picture of a car pulling into the driveway. It's just a little blob, but it's a satellite photo, which shows other little blobs on the street, which are, they say, vehicles. Yep. We have one of those blobs turning into our driveway. Planning department said,
Nope. Moving vehicle.
Well, they said it was too blurry. Can't really determine that's a vehicle. Okay. The search is still on. They're still trying to prove it. In the meantime, they have moved out of the driveway because obviously they don't want to face the $1,500 fine. But the city did tell them, look, if you put a carport up or want to build a garage, you can then park in that, but you just can't park in the driveway.
Well, that sounds like the classy bureaucrat if there ever was one.
Which people are already saying, too, about that. And in fact, some people are tweeting out. I'd love to tell you the language being used in some of these tweets. I'll clean this one up, where somebody suggests San Francisco, where you can inject heroin on a sidewalk in front of your home, even urinate and defecate, but you can't park in your own driveway.
Like, so what about the person who told on them, though?
Well, but it was an anonymous complaint.
That's what
I mean.
It's
one of those,
What drives somebody to do that?
I'm thinking, and it doesn't say, but surmising, and somebody else surmised the same thing, somebody knew. Because if this has been going on for four decades, why after that time, if you've been in the neighborhood for that long, why would you complain?
Yeah.
Some are saying, who even knew that existed?
Yeah, that's the other one, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So somebody knew it, somebody realized it. You wonder if somebody moved in, did they get some kind of rules and regulations that said, welcome to the neighborhood, here's what you can and can't do.
Right.
Oh, that could
be. I'm just like, why not, if you are that neighbor who's upset, why not go talk to them?
Yeah. I'm the new guy on the block.
Yeah.
And the other question is, who was it bothering?
Right, that too, right.
Especially in San Francisco where they say parking is a premium anyway.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just thinking back to a time when one of my late dogs, he was, I let him out early in the morning and I kind of fell back to sleep, forgot to bring him back in. And he went back, way back in the backyard, and was just barking, apparently. And all of a sudden, got a knock on the door from the police, and you know, startled me. And I opened up the door, and he says, "Is that your dog out there barking at me?" I said, "Yes." He said, "All right, well, I received a complaint that he's been barking." And I said, "Oh, okay, I'm sorry about that." And he just said, "It's a warning, don't worry about it." And I thought, well, still, come on, whoever the neighbor was, just tell us, and I'll make sure I don't make that mistake again. No need to do anything like that. So yeah, that's what I was thinking of this story. Mm-hmm. Also, I'd like to know, I'd like to take that to court if I were that person and say, what defines history? Historic. Yeah. 34 years seems like that's history to that's, me. That's, I mean, that too, yep, sounds like yep, it to me. Yep. I would take that to court. That's bring up point. The Webster's Dictionary and say, here you go. This
define
is what history is.
Define history. Yeah. Exactly. What in order to be historical, what is the historical?
What defines what is historical? Well, that's what I would do.
We'll have to look that up. That's a good question.
Or maybe just don't want to take it to court. You just pay the $1,500, I guess. I don't know. If you're living in San Francisco, I'm guessing with the way prices are out there, I'm guessing maybe that's not much.
Maybe
I don't
not
know.
Much. Exactly right. That's a good point, too. The cost of living out there is a little higher.
Yeah.
Pat Johnston. Man, a lawbreaker with the dog.